This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you like what you hear, click follow.
If you've ever been to a concert up on the mountain at Montage, depending on how crowded it is and also if there's a baseball game going on, the traffic can be a problem.
Yep.
And on Sunday night, boy, was it a problem. Gridlocked traffic at Montage Mountain. There was a concert, which was a, from what I understand, a sold out event. It was Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace. And there were people and there's stories about people sitting for more than 3 hours in their idling cars just trying to get to the final concert of the summer. Now, some of the people ended up parking their cars on the road and walking as far as 2 miles to get there, which sounds like that would have taken less time than having to be in the vehicle. Others turned around because they just weren't going to get there in time. I'm looking at a report in the Scranton Times Tribune. Between 6 and 7 p.m. when the show started, traffic backed up onto I-81 North, Route 502 to Burney Avenue and Rocky Glen Road in Moosic, as well as Pittston Avenue in the borough and Scranton. Now, there was a Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders baseball game that was also finishing up around the same time. And they talked to the police chief in Moosic. And he said in his 8 years on the job, the traffic issues Saturday night, in the story it says it was Saturday night, were among the worst he has seen. Now, the Pavilion's parking lots opened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And 12,000 tickets were what was reported to have been sold last week. And they did put overflow parking over at PNC Field. But there are stories, and I've seen on social media, a number of people commenting as others complained. And the venue had so many people commenting on what had happened. They were frustrated. Many of them missed the concert that they came a long way to see. There's one person from Gettysburg who came with his family. The story in there is they admittedly cut it a little close and thought they might be a little late. But still, they said they couldn't even, they were inching right. A crawl. And they are hoping to get their money back through Ticketmaster. Now, you're talking about people that drove from a long ways away.
Sure.
Another one from Greensburg, 4 hours one way with father, sister, sister's boyfriend. So, again, even if they tell you, people are like, you got to get there early. Not everybody has the luxury because of life. But let's just say this. If you are going to go to a concert there, you always have to take into consideration that traffic, if it's going to be well attended, is going to be tight. And you've got to get there early. Got to get there early. So a show might not be till 6-7 o'clock. And some people are saying, look, they say 3 o'clock they open, but somebody went up there and said, we got in and parked at 2.
Well, I've heard you have to really make a day of it. If it's a nighttime concert, make a day of it. Don't stress yourself out. I've also heard if you want to get home at a reasonable hour, leave before it ends.
I know that's horrible, isn't it?
That's like my dad's way of thinking. I didn't see the end of anything growing up. Like, we always left early.
Yeah, well, I understand that. Because
I get it, too.
There are people who are commenting that they waited hours just to get off the mountain after the show.
Yeah. And by the way, I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Jersey. Almost every arena or concert setting has this problem.
Not quite.
Like, this is really bad.
Because you've got one way in, one way out, and I don't know. Some people complained that the people that help you to park don't know how to do this thing quickly enough. I don't know. I'm just saying what other people said their experience was.
I've never heard somebody say, the best thing I've ever heard about a situation about Montage is, look, I know they're trying their hardest, but it's not working.
Just like a bad location because it's all the way up on a hill that a mountain that
it's
is
a little
like
windy. It's
there's not a lot of obviously ways in and out. But
no,
I don't even know why you're scheduling two events at the same time. Just doesn't make sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Doesn't make sense at all. EJ's in for Johnny Lucas today, so I don't know. You kind of looked over. I wasn't sure if you wanted to chime in.
I've seen so many traffic problems up at Montage Mountain. I've gone to tons of concerts. My mom and my sister were at this Breaking Ben concert. They didn't get home till almost 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was out working. I have a night job on the weekend sometimes, and I work really late. And I was home before they were, so that's saying something. And you know what else? The last concert that I was at, the parking attendant would rather argue with my mom, who had one of those like prepaid parking things.
Sure,
you park
like
close,
the VIP.
Would rather argue and fight and yell at my mother than park us where we're supposed to be, where we paid for. And then that held up the line, too. So I'm sorry, but that's just my personal experience. And if I have to get involved in something like that, then you know that there's a problem. Because you know me, Nancy and Jason, I like to lay low. If I have to step involved and say, listen, buddy, do your job or don't, then there's a problem. Sorry, saying.
Some of these systems they put in place, like, you know, prepaid parking sounds so good. All it takes, though, is one person to not know what that is.
Yeah.
And the whole thing goes to hell.
I don't understand at this point. Now, I get it. It was crowded, and people know it's going to be bad up there. So you know it's going. You just have to take that into consideration. Either you have a way to get there earlier, or this kind of stuff is going to continue to happen. But it's getting worse. And I think the problem is that you're going to get people who aren't even going to go anymore because they say it is too much of a hassle. So many people were posting, you're better off to go, you know, Allentown, Bethel, whatever, other places. You can drive there, park, see the show and get back. And you could do that faster than if the same show was in our backyard here at Montage.
Something to think about right there. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, people locally have told me this, and I lived a period of the first time, late 90s, people were like, it gets crazy up there. And I was like advised, you don't want to do that, because I knew I'd get frustrated because I guess they knew me. But okay, if you buy tickets to an event and there is a pole in front of your seats, obstructed view, they legally have to say obstructed view. Do you think for events at like Montage, they should sell the ticket with warning, traffic is a known problem. Please arrive very early.
Right.
I don't think that's too much on the tickets, though, like before you purchase.
No, no, no. But I think
it feels like obstructed entryway. That seems like it's fair.
Well, to me, I thought it was almost scammy because my daughter went to a show a couple months back. And as soon as the show was coming, after the tickets were bought, it was, we're expecting a lot of people. You can buy premier parking for $50. And so a part of you goes, is it really that busy or are they just trying to make the money on the parking? But and she didn't have so much of it. And I don't believe that was anywhere near a sold out show. So I think they try to get you to buy that stuff and scare you about the parking.
Well, yeah.
There were people who had the premier parking and other, the upsell who couldn't even get to the show themselves.
Yeah, I don't know if that's scammy as much as it is the trend, which is the upselling thing. You buy your tickets and they go, oh, by the way, would you like to buy premier parking? Don't.
But I mean, if you do that and then you go to the show and it's not that crazy.
You feel like
so the next time you go to the show and get those, you go, oh, they're just trying to sell me premier parking.
It used to be, oh, I can't believe the fees. Now it's, I can't believe all the options they give me that feel like, do I really need a meal deal for $19.99? Maybe. I don't want to miss out. What if it is busy?
They should do, I guess, things that they've talked about before, having an additional road that would be dedicated. I mean, roads are expensive.
Sure.
Should they do a sky ride? I don't know. I'm trying to think.
You sound like your goal is to make it worse. Everyone onto the gondola.
I think it's probably cheaper to put a gondola up than there would be to put the road up. Because you know how much it is just to put a road in.
The only time I think I've ever seen, and it's not a gondola, but like a back and forth transportation actually makes sense is if you've ever been to Chicago Airport, they have a little tram, but it only goes left, right. It goes from where one spot to the other and back and forth. And it's like multiple trains on multiple tracks. And it's fast for that reason, because it's not like which one goes where. It's you want to get to there. You are here. Go there.
Yeah.
You need to have that. So you'd have to have something at the bottom of the hill that goes straight up and
continual.
Not one. Yeah. I mean, that sounds.
Otherwise, a simple fix, someone says, don't schedule a concert the same day as a baseball game, or don't schedule a baseball game the same day as a concert.
Yeah, you go with that rule, and then all of a sudden you have a concert, you don't realize there's a big sale at Guitar Center, and all hell breaks loose.
Up there. No, but I'm sure that there are people, let's be honest, when they're sitting there going, well, we could get a sold-out show, but there's also a game. Oh, well, let's do it. Because if they don't have another date open, you know they're going to go with we want to make money before they go, we care about people. Another one, Toyota Pavilion, the worst place to go to see a concert. You want a great experience, try to go to Bethel Woods. Yeah, it's always a good one there. And another, how would you like to be someone that lives up there and has to deal with the traffic? This is true. That must be an absolute nightmare.
I think that anytime there's some event that happens around anything residential.
Right.
It's like,
but especially for the people that live up there who make a lot of money. Those homes are not your regular run-of-the-mill homes. Someone else texts us, Montage Mountain, the worst. You got to get there early and leave early. You can tell us your experience if you'd like to. Is it so bad that you just don't go there anymore, you go somewhere else?
I don't go there, and I've never been there. Even going back to the 90s, I was thinking about this. Do you remember when the Lollapalooza tours were happening?
Yeah.
I remember seeing it in Stanhope, in Jersey, and it was like, cool, we went. And then I heard there was a date at whatever Montage was. I didn't know what it was. And people were like, yeah, you don't want to go there. It's too crazy to get in and out. This is the 90s before we were on the internet, like heavily. So it's had this reputation for the longest time, and people don't seem to want to, or I guess they can't afford to fix it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is, but maybe the gondola is it. I was quick to dismiss that. You know?
What a mess.
You want to build a gondola? Text us.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.